we get things underway by welcoming into the program our friend, photographer, bon vivant, Gerard Monteux from the Monteux Gallery, now located conveniently in Hancock, Maine, America. Hello, Jerry.
Rich, congratulations, first of all, before we get started. 1,900 shows, if I got this right?
1,900 shows, you know, that's what, 3,800 hours or so, and like 3 or 4 hours were pretty good.
I got to tell you, man, I can't imagine one show. I can hardly get my head around 1,900 shows. I mean, and to tell you the truth, my friend, you sound as good as you used to look.
I'm trying to remember what I used to look like. I'm not sure that's a compliment, but I'm going to go with it. I'm going to take it that way.
That's as good as it gets for me, pal. Anyway, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Always good to have you on. As I said, you are you're a guaranteed awesome guest every time you come on. So there, the bar is set pretty high.
I got to go.
Hey, before we talk about anything in sports, you have been posting some absolutely beautiful photographs on social media of the super moon. And then, what are you, like the bird whisperer?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like Dr. Doolittle, man. It's like, it's incredible. I don't know. I just was out walking my dog, and this beautiful woodpecker just was standing, you know, doing his business in a tree, not 10 feet away from me. And I stood there, and I said, would you please wait? I ran back to the car, got my camera, came back. It was probably a minute later. He was still there posing for me. Yeah, I feel like I am a cartoon character sometimes.
Tell us about the gallery. You've moved. You're in Hancock.
Yeah, inside Best Wines on Route 1 in Hancock. My old college roommate at UMO, Carl Metcalf, is now the proprietor of the place. So that's where my gallery is. It's great. Come on down. We will pair a piece of artwork with a bottle of wine for you. How's that?
I love that combination. That sounds fantastic.
And we'll have wine tastings throughout the summer. So come on down, get all liquored up, buy some photographs. It'll be wonderful.
That's on my plan right there. My summer bucket list already established. All right, it's March Madness time. I know you've got the answers. Who do you like? Who's your favorite?
Well, right now my money's on SDNY.
So I saw your shirt. I love that.
And that's as far as I'm going to go with March Madness, because I don't even know who the hell's in it. But I like SDNY's chances.
I hope so. I know all of us here are pulling for them.
That's it. That's all I have to say about March Madness.
That's enough. Hey, everybody else is beating that horse. You've been watching some Celtics this season. Maybe you can figure out what's wrong with this bunch.
I don't know. Man, first of all, I just got this thing called Hulu. Have you heard of this thing?
Oh, yes. I know the Hulu.
Yeah, I've got the Hulu. And so I've been able to watch the Celtics the last couple of months. You know, I live deep in the woods, but I've got this internet connection, so it's great. So I've been watching the Celtics, and your guess is as good as mine, pal. You know, they didn't have Kyrie Irving, and they did not have Gordon Hayward last year for the playoffs, and they came within 6 minutes of winning the East and going to the NBA Finals. And all of a sudden, you know, the pressure's on them because Brad Stevens has a full roster to work with and all these superstars, highly paid guys, and they're underperforming like crazy, and no one can figure out why. But it should not have taken this long for them to figure out how to play as a team, and I just don't get it. It's maddening.
Well, you can't put it on Brad Stevens, I think. He's established his credentials over the years. Is it just, obviously the talent is there, is it just a bad mix of personalities?
I think that's probably what it is. Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. I've got a good buddy down here in Ellsworth who's a huge Celtics fan. He lives in Breeze, Celtic Green, and he thinks that Kyrie Irving is the bad one. Because that when Kyrie becomes a free agent, he would be happy to see him walk and let scary Terry Rozier take over the job as the full-time point guard. And maybe he's right. I don't know. And I have seen, you know, Kyrie's got all the talent in the world, but I've also seen this guy just take it upon himself and ignore teammates and try to do it all himself. And that's just not the way things work, especially in a Brad Stevens team.
We're talking with Jerry Montu here on Downtown. The Red Sox got their man inked for five more years, Chris Sale, with a $145 million extension. Is that money well spent? You like that?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, I love it. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. Here's the thing about the Red Sox. Well, a bunch of things. But first of all, there's no pressure on this team this year. So, no one expects them to repeat. Nobody does. Nobody in their right mind expects any baseball team to repeat this time. So there's no pressure on them as far as I'm concerned. Do they have some holes? Yeah. They don't have a closer. It's going to be closer by committee for a while. So we'll see what happens there. But I think they're going to go out and just have fun and see what happens. The problem, as far as I can see it, is they start on the road. Their first 11 games are on the West Coast. And meanwhile, Rich, did you see the Yankees schedule? They open up at home with a couple of passes. So, it's right into the fire for the Red Sox at the start of the season. So if they can get through that, I think they're going to do well.
Now, the Angels have given Mike Trout most of Northern California to stay with them for the foreseeable future. What does that mean for Mookie Betts? And will the Red Sox, the money's not an issue. Will they commit to a decade or more?
I sure hope they do. They should. They should. I was reading from, I read so many things online these days. I read somewhere that there's a reasonable chance that he's gonna better Mike Trout's contract, which is astounding to me. But it's anything's possible, and I absolutely do think that the Red Sox should commit to whatever Mookie wants. Just give him what he wants.
I can't disagree with that. He's the best player they have, and if you look at the numbers, he's not far off what Mike Trout did, and Trout missed some games last year. If he starts to become injury-prone, to me, Mookie quickly supplants him as the number one guy out there.
Well, I think he already has, to be honest with you. I think he's the best player in the game, no question. In my mind, he's a little younger, he's healthier, and I think he's got more tools. Slightly more. I'm not saying he's a lot better, but I believe he's got more tools, and he's got a world championship.
Hey, where was your favorite place when you were a sportscaster? Let's stick to baseball. Did you have a favorite place to visit, to watch a game from, to broadcast from?
Wow, good question.
Or let's open it up to any sport, any venue. What was your favorite venue to visit as a sportscaster?
Well, I covered hockey for 7 years, and I really loved going to, you're not going to believe this, but I became a Devils fan.
Wow.
So going to Newark, because I lived in the tri-state area, going to Newark to watch Devils games was just wonderful. I didn't expect it to happen, but these fans in New Jersey had a real chip on their shoulder because it was all about the Rangers and all about the Islanders for so many years. And then the Devils started to do well, and they are rabid fans, but they're not nuts. They're just good hockey fans. So I really fell in love with that place. I really did.
Hey, some breaking news in. It's not about your favorite team, SDNY. But the parent club, breaking news, Attorney General William Barr has received a report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Barr says he is reviewing the report and anticipates that he may be in a position to advise people of the Special Counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend.
Oh, man. Okay, so how long before it's public? That's the big question. Who's going to leak it if Barr doesn't make it public, et cetera, et cetera? This is great. Oh, goody. I can't wait for the tweets. Hey, by the way, speaking of making things public, I assume you've been following Bob Kraft, then, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so now he's trying like crazy. He and his phalanx of attorneys are trying like crazy to keep the video from becoming public. But you know what, Rich? Let me just say this. Nobody should be surprised by this Bob Kraft thing. Nobody should be surprised at all by what happened. I mean, because when it comes to the Patriots, we're used to happy endings, right?
Oh! I know this. That's a tape I don't want to see. Maybe number two, if there's a
P
tape.
Sure?
No, I do know.
Sure?
No.
Isn't there a small part of you that just wants to just maybe glimpse at it?
Nope. I'm good. No? I'll let other people
tell
me about it. Yes. I've seen some sights in my 60 years. That's one I do not need to see. Now, Jerry, before we let you go, I know you you look, as we all do, you look to the president for leadership and inspiration. So is there a dead guy you would like to trash?
Oh, my God. Can you believe what's happening? Yes, you can believe it, and I can believe it, because throw everything we thought we should. If we thought a president should act a certain way, just throw that all out the window. Don't ever be surprised by what this guy does next. And by the way, he also expects Bob Kraft to come to the White House.
Yeah.
Personally, I think they should room together there.
Well, apparently they've both got connections to the same business down there in Florida.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Reportedly. Right. All of this is allegedly. Absolutely. You know what's not alleged? Jerry Montu, beautiful, awesome photographs. You need to go to the Montu Gallery in Hancock. Check it out. Have some wine. I'm not saying it will have any impact on the beauty of those photographs, but you're going to have a good time. Talk to Jerry, hang out, and make sure you tell him that the crew here at Downtown sent you.
Hey, Rich, happy 1900th show, and I hope you have 1900 more, my friend.
I don't think I want to do that.
It
sounds like a prison sentence, but I appreciate the sentiment nonetheless. I've got to come down and see the new place, have the wine chilled, and I will be there soon.
You got it, pal.
Thank you, Jerry.
Take care.
Jerry Montu here on Downtown, the Montu Gallery in Hancock. Beautiful spot down there.